please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Monday, crazy weekend of basketball, tons of basketball. If you didn't enjoy NAI basketball this weekend, then there just ain't no hope for you. We're going to go through those games. A lot of things have been settled. Still some conferences that have to finish their conference tournaments and select their, that'll end up selecting who gets the automatic bids to the tournament. So let's just go through and take a look. So in the Crossroads League, Grace beat Marion. That game, of course, was in Winona Lake, 94-73. And Indiana Wesleyan beat Huntington. You know, Huntington got within three with 4 seconds to go. And thought, boy, man, maybe Zach Goodline's got one more in him. And they called a timeout, and they didn't have a timeout, and they got a technical, and it kind of dashed the hopes. It was unfortunate to see in that way, but we're going to get to see an Indiana Wesleyan Grace rematch. So here's the bracket. Grace is going to face Indiana Wesleyan, and that game is going to be on the 5th, which is Tuesday. Rematch Grace and Indiana Wesleyan. Last couple of years, boy, that's been the game. Man, tune in for that. So I want to remind you, two teams. This is how it works, but I'm not going to bore you with it. Grace and Indiana Wesleyan are going to get the automatic bids. Langston and Wayland Baptist will face off. What is that? That's tonight in the first semi in the SAC, and Mid-America Christian and John Brown will match up in the second. That'll give us the final, which will be played on tomorrow on Tuesday night. So no games to report from Saturday. In the Cascade Conference, College of Idaho, they defeated Southern Oregon 77-64 in the semis, and Oregon Tech went to LC State and beat them 82-80. So College of Idaho now and Oregon Tech will play on Tuesday night for the conference championship. It's real simple. College Idaho wins. The two automatic seeds are College of Idaho and LC State. Oregon Tech wins. The two automatic seeds are College of Idaho and Oregon Tech. Just after that Oregon Tech game, we were able to catch up with Jackson Cooper for Oregon Tech. He's had just an amazing freshman season. He had 15 points against LC State. And that game was a barn burner. Kobe Bauman had 19 points. Jameson Guerra hit a layup with 0.4 seconds to go for the game winner. Let's listen to Jackson Cooper for a moment.
Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Jackson Cooper, you just got the big win here at LC State. Talk about this game.
It was a good game. I mean, it's hard playing here. They swept us. They had our name earlier in the season, so it was good to come in here and get a win.
Super physical inside tonight. I thought, you know, most of the season, the guards have really provided most of the scoring for Oregon Tech. Yeah. But tonight, you guys, I think you had 15, Bauman had 19. Talk about the bigs tonight.
I mean, they just trusted us with the ball, and we made some plays. And I mean, it's easy when these guys are drawing all the attention out on the perimeter to go one-on-one with the guy in the post. So they make it easier for us, and we made some shots tonight. So, yeah. So far.
Well, sorry, I had that up too loud. I'm sorry. But anyway, He had a great game. That entire interview, as well as an interview with Coach Justin Parnell following the game, are up on the YouTube and on Twitter. In the KCAC this weekend, on Saturday, Kansas Wesleyan, they defeated Southwestern 76-71. Oklahoma Wesleyan beat St. Mary 90-74. What are the implications of all that? So Oklahoma Wesleyan in the championship final tonight, Oklahoma Wesleyan is going to play Kansas Wesleyan. That's tonight in Park City, Kansas. Obviously the winner of that is the KCAC tournament champion winner, but what you're probably most interested in, the two automatic bids, the way they work, it's going to be Oklahoma Wesleyan and Kansas Wesleyan. So both those teams will get an automatic bid. In the Mid-South, Freed Hardeman today in the semifinals, or yesterday, defeated Campbellsville 70-58. And then one of the best games of the tournament in the second semi, Georgetown defeated Cumberland's 84-81. That game went into overtime. So Freed Hardeman tonight will play Georgetown for the Mid-South Tournament Championship. Look at this, Georgetown. They struggled early. Everybody knows they did. A lot of people stopped talking about them. Here they are. Tonight they're playing Freed Hardeman for the Mid-South Championship. It's a critical game. Only one automatic bid out of the Mid-South. Saturday in the WAC, Cornerstone defeated Lords 74-71, and Madonna, the number one seed, defeated Lawrence Tech 84-70. Cornerstone has won 13 games in a row. They are red hot. And just nobody's talking about them, but they're red hot. I'm really interested to see what happens in that Madonna-Cornerstone game. And that is, I believe, tonight. Let's take a quick look. Blow that. No, that's Tuesday night. Their championship game is on Tuesday night. It's going to be Madonna and Cornerstone. These two teams, again, because of the rules, go for the automatic bids in that conference. Madonna was the conference champ. They'll get an automatic bid regardless whether they win or not. And then Cornerstone will either be the tournament champion or the runner-up. In both cases, that's an automatic bid. So Madonna and Cornerstone receiving the bids out of the WAC. In the southern states, Loyola has just been driving everybody crazy. On Saturday, they beat Tennessee Southern 51-48. They held Tennessee Southern to 48 points. Loyola is, look at that, 14-17 on the season, but they're going into the tournament now. They're going to the NAI National Tournament. They're on a seven-game winning streak. They and Dillard, we'll talk about Dillard in a few minutes, those are two of the bigger stories going into the NAI tournament here. Real quick, this is just the bracket. Loyola, congratulations to them. They are the game winners, or the tournament winners, out of the southern states. The Frontier Conference, of course, that was Carroll and Montana Tech. Montana Tech won that game 93-77. Looking at the bracket, Montana Tech is the champion. There's only one bid out of the Frontier Conference, and it goes to Montana Tech. Out of the Great Plains, Hastings defeated Concordia 82-78. And then Morningside beat the number one seed Northwestern 93-83. So let's take a look at that bracket. It's a little bit small, but Hastings is going to play Morningside on Tuesday for the tournament championship. This is a critical game because, or it's a consequential game, because Northwestern, number one seed, they get the first automatic bid out of the GPAC, and then the tournament winner, which will be either Hastings or Morningside, will get that second one, and that game will be played at Hastings. Hastings is a great story in the NAI. That program has really struggled, and they've really come on this year. I mean, regardless of what happens with them from here on out, you got to give them a lot of credit. So also happening tonight in the heart of America, Peru State's going to take on Baker. They'll have to travel to Baker. And then the winner of that will get an automatic bid along with Mid-American Nazarene, who won the regular season. So tonight, Peru State will play Baker for the Heart of America Championship. In the River States, this was Saturday. Point Park beat West Virginia Tech 87-63. St. Mary Woods, they beat Shawnee State. Looking at the bracket, so it might be too small, but Point Park, Tuesday night, Point Park will play St. Mary of the Woods. The way things line out with their rules for who gets automatic bids in the conference, both of these teams, Point Park and St. Mary of the Woods, will get River State automatic bids. So those are the two bids out of the River States. Of course, they still want to win the tournament championship, but they'll both get automatic bids. In the GSAC, Saturday, Arizona Christian beat the Masters. Dennis Flowers, he hit and won with just, almost no time remaining for that win. And they won the GSAC tournament. There's only one bid out of that league, and Arizona Christian will get the automatic bid out of the GSAC. In the River States this weekend, both Southwest, who beat Texas College, and LSU Alexandria, who beat Shreveport in the semifinals, they went to the final today, or Sunday, and LSU Alexandria beat Southwest in that 90-72. Looking at the bracket, LSU Alexandria and Southwest with LSU Alexandria as the tournament champion. So how does that work? So LSU is the regular season and the tournament champion. The rules are two teams, regular season and tournament champion. Well, they're both the same. So whoever is in the Southwest Arc final rating, highest one, I don't know if we've had the final rating, wins the next bid. So I'm not sure exactly who that is right now, I'll just be honest with you. But I know LSU Alexandria's got an automatic bid. In the Sun Conference, yesterday, Florida Memorial defeated St. Thomas 66-61. And they win that Sun Conference tournament, and they get the one automatic bid. Florida Memorial gets the one automatic bid out of the Sun Conference. In the American Midwest Conference, Central Baptist defeated William Woods in the semifinals, and Missouri Baptist defeated Columbia in their semifinal. Those two will face each other Tuesday night for the tournament champion out of the American Midwest Conference. One bid out of that conference, and the winner of this tournament wins that bid. Today, or Sunday, Bellevue defeated Dickinson State. They get the lone bid out of the North Star. In the Appalachian Conference, I noticed they did this a little different, but Union, their headline, or I think this was out of the AAC site, last second shot sends Union back on its throne. And everybody thought, remember Coach Burton, left for whatever reason, and everybody was like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen with Union? Remember they struggled. Oh, maybe the Union dominance in the AAC is over. Here you go. No, it's not. They won the regular season and they won the tournament. You got to give everybody surrounding that program, everybody associated with that program, a lot of credit for their resilience and working through the chaos and overcoming low expectations and winning both the tournament and the regular season. So out of that conference, Union and Pikeville would get those automatic bids. Congratulations to Union, though. In the CalPAC, Antelope Valley, they're playing the tournament on their credit card and crowdfunding. You got to give them credit, boy. They're persistent. They beat Merced on Sunday, 73-55. St. Catherine beat Westcliff. So those two, Antelope Valley and St. Catherine, they're going to meet in the championship final tonight. So two teams, there's the regular season champ, which is Antelope Valley, and the tournament champion. If it's the same person, if the same team, then the number two team will get the runner-up. So Antelope Valley is one bid. St. Catherine's going to be the other bid because even if they lose, they will be the runner-up. In the Gulf Coast Conference, bit of a surprise. Philander Smith, they beat Talladega 64-43, and then Dillard beat Fisk in their semifinal on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Philander Smith beat Dillard, 85-67. So Dillard was the runner-up in that conference, but they, if you look at the, I'm going to blow this up so you can see it. Dillard here, the number 9 seed coming into the tournament. Now, they fell in the final, and there's two bids from the GCAC to the NAI national tournament, and Tougaloo won the regular season, so they'll get a bid, and then Philander won the tournament, they'll get the other one. But you, hats off to Dillard. Boy, those guys really put on a run there at the end of the season. They beat Tougaloo, and they beat Fisk. They had one other win, too. But anyway, congratulations to them for a big run at the end of the season. So in the Continental Association, Florida College in the semis, Florida College defeated Northern New Mexico. Washington and Venice beat Florida National. And then Florida College beat Washington Adventist in the final. So the two representatives, automatic bids for the Continental are Florida College and Washington Adventist. Okay, I ran that through that pretty quick. I hope it kind of helps you figure out what's going on. In the next 2 days, we'll know all the automatic bids, and I believe the selection show is Thursday. But it'd be really nice for your team to have an automatic bid wrapped up. There are so many 28-8, 21-7, 28-8, 20-8, 21-7 teams. If you're thinking, my team's 21-7, they're going to get in. There's a lot of them, and all these automatic bids take away from the 64. So there's lots of people who are putting brackets together and guessing. But here's the bottom line. Everybody's guessing. Best thing your team can do is win. If they've already dropped, then best thing you can do is just wait and see what happens. Hey, this is Billy D. Get out and support your local NAI basketball. Local games over the next couple days may be the last chance you get to see some basketball for a while. So get out there and support these guys in the playoffs.